shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as and it leaves you dry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. We left our adventurers off last time after a hard-fought battle. They were led into a room in the Whirlstone Tunnels where Bupido transformed out of this crystal and... out of this flesh cocoon. And Droki kind of stood by and watched as the rest of the party fought, to which Shookashack kind of caught eye of that, and it was found out that their companion was not actually their companion. And we left off with the adventurers kind of settling from the battle. So, first things first, Flaffle, you see Droki kind of glitch away. What do you do?
Didn't he already, like, glitch away?
Yeah, he's already glitched away, so we're all kind of, like, standing there. Ivan's kind of menacingly glowing in this, you know, black energy, standing over Stool, who's just kind of, like, shaking nervously. And the rest of your party's just kind of looking around.
Oh. Yeah, Flaffle's kind of in a rough spot right now. Because Droki is essentially like his oldest friend down here, and seeing that, he's kind of filled with the dread of where is the real Droki? And now his only answer to that is gone. And so he's equal parts angry, confused, but also understanding of why Ivan did it, since Stool was in trouble and Ivan kind of swore never again. So he's just kind of having like a bit of a mental crisis at the moment as to what to do, especially after a battle where he feels he did not really give much to it. So I would say like I was kind of going with before, Flaffle's just kind of like solemnly walking with his head down towards like the exit and just kind of like standing here kind of frozen in a moment of like really not knowing what to do.
Okay. The rest of you kind of see this going on. And as he starts to walk, the second that he reaches that the area that he's at, you start to see the flesh and the bones kind of recede back into the walls, as if the desecration of this area has been lifted. However, you do still see the bodies of the various Darrow, Duergar, elves, you name it, they are bodies kind of piled all over the floor. What do the rest do?
Ivan, seeing Stool shaking, begins to calm down, and that energy and the wings recede.
It's okay, Stool. I won't let anything happen to you. And I reach down for Stool to climb up on my shoulder.
gingerly, he kind of walks up there and kind of lays his little four-legged self down on your shoulder. And in your head, you hear,
Thank you. Something's not right about this place. Something's really bad.
Can you tell me what you mean by really bad? Like, are we in danger, or is there something coming? Can you describe that feeling a little bit to me, so I can tell the rest of the party?
I haven't sensed another Mike in it in a while, and I sense five of them in the next room, but I'm only getting a link with one.
I'm going to turn to tell the party, seeing Floffle, and I'm going to yell to Floffle, "Stop, Floffle! Don't go over there!"
Do you listen, or do you continue?
Floffle turns and looks at him and goes, "Oh, yeah, no, let me just follow your lead."
No, Floffle, no.
Totally, you know exactly what you're talking. You know what? I need a minute.
That's fine.
I need a minute to think. And he just walks through.
No. Kazad, there are something over there. Stool is picking up other Myconids, but can't connect to them.
The moment he says that, Kazad is swords out and running after Flaffle. And
so is Ivan.
Almost as if you guys are hit by a brick wall the second that he crosses that plane, the wall shifts and closes him in.
Oh, fuck.
Ivan is slamming on the wall. He is doing everything to the wall.
His sword pinches his nose and says, "Stupid fucking kobold."
These are flesh walls, right?
No, this is solid stone.
All right, never mind then.
Join us next week on Out of the Abyss when we find out just how many pieces Flaffle has been torn into.
I'm like scouring through my freaking spell list, like fuck.
Kazad is going to sheath the swords, and he's just going to drop to his knees in front of the wall and close his eyes. I'm flavoring this as kind of like a prayer to Elestrea, but I'm going to cast Divine Sense to see. I mean, I know it says you can detect good and evil, fiend, celestial, undead within 60 feet. What I'm trying to do, if you'll allow it, Hulk, is I'm trying to see if I can sense a way out of this room to Flaffle.
Your sense goes off. And what you see is a black space. You feel desecration being reversed into not consecration, but just the normal. And as you're looking around in this dark room, make a religion check for me.
Hulk, would you say, because these walls moved, there is a small crack? Like a door crack?
There is not. It is a solid wall.
You gonna put your finger in that crack?
12
on religion,
turn into an ant.
As you're kind of looking around, you look up, Kazad, expecting to see the moonlight, and what you see instead is this long neck with a smiling, toothy grin coming out of the shadows. Looks at you, gets an inch within your face, and says, "There's no gods here." And your mind flashes.
Zod's eyes are going to open up. He's going to stand up. He's going to crack his neck. And he's going to be like, "All right, look for a way through here."
I am going to roll a perception check to see if there is any, to see if there's like anything odd, different about this section. I'm going to have, actually, can I flavor, can I, I'm a roll, not roll, ask Stool, can you speak to the other Myconid and ask if a small red kobold is there and if he is okay?
He will do that, yes. It will take him some time to establish a link because he can't directly see him.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Sugarshack.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna walk up to my nephew over here. Layers. Since we got a second while they're trying to, figure out what's going on with the kobold. I ever told you the story about why I'm doing all this?
I've gotten bits and pieces, but maybe not the full thing.
Because I'm just like watching, and I look over at Ivan and Goddess are just like full-blown panicking over there. I pull up my sleeve and I show off these three names on my right forearm. It's because of them. It's when I first came to this city, I didn't have nothing. To the homeless community, it was Tippy Toe. This is the group. And then you got Poke. She used to stab people a lot, but we called her Poke because Stabby was taken. One day, everybody started going missing. All the homeless, forgotten. People that nobody would miss. And then yesterday, that little kobold told me that turning people into abominations. I had to stop.
So, am I understanding right? The little guy is going to turn people into abominations?
No. He saw what we were doing to experiments.
Oh.
The monsters and creatures. I think they were using my friends to do that.
So, did you ever see Poke as an abomination? Or, like, is it, like, you...
It's just the best guess I could come up with.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry.
The sons of the Keepers of the Flame came in power, the homeless issue no longer an issue.
I mean, good lord, I was one of those people. I mean, when you found me, so I guess thanks for inviting me in, because I don't want to be an abomination.
Thank Poke. She was the one that brought us all together.
Thanks, Poke. Well, for what it's worth, I hope that there's any chance that they're just missing and not missing as an abomination.
Me too, nephew. Me too.
At that moment, Ivan, Stool on your shoulder. The only thing you hear before he drops to the ground is, "What the?" And then he dropped.
Immediately, without even thinking, Lesser Restoration.
Okay. And as this is going on, yeah, make sure you roll your d20 for the Phaedrus.
That is a 16.
You are good. We are now going to shift to Flaffle. Flaffle, as you are walking into this next cavern, it's almost as if it's taking, like, two different economy, or not economy, but ecosystems, and slamming them together. On one end and behind you, you have cave, you have damp, you have quiet. when you step into this, and I don't know how much attention you're paying to this, there is life, or what was life. There are mushrooms surrounding everything. But what stands out to you are the bodies of 3 Myconid adults with their heads splattered open. 2 Quaggoths with their heads splattered open as well. And the only thing around you as you're standing amidst all of this death is a little Myconid sprout, black in nature with green accents, who is just kind of looking at you, staring. What do you do?
Yeah, I'd say when Flaffle's like walking through, he's probably not paying a whole lot of attention at first. He's kind of like caught in his thoughts and almost like a manic phase, just kind of muttering to himself. He's like, just once. I just need them to just think things through for a second. Just think. It just took a second to just think. How else are we supposed to find out where Droki is now? He's gone. We got rid of the only source that we had to figure out where he is. I don't know where he is.
At that point, I imagine Flaffle would just kind of like finally look up and see this thing and be like,
oh shit.
And then turn around and realize no one is there. The door is closed. And then turn back around slowly and look at this thing. And then see everything around him.
Oh, no. Hey there, little guy.
You haven't seen him release spores yet, so he's not able to communicate. However, he just is kind of looking at you with these confused, solemn eyes.
Flaffle looks back at like the split heads and reaches in his bag and pulls out that vial that he took off of Seraph and looks at it.
It is very similar.
Maybe that's the answer. They act impulsively. I don't. I second guess. Impulsive. Well, if I'm going to die down here, let's die impulsively.
As Flaffle kind of walks towards the thing, gets right up to it. Does it do anything?
It's kind of backs up a little bit, but you're not this big intimidating presence. You're only about like a foot or so taller than this creature. But at that point you do kind of see him start to wiggle and you see the rapport spores start to come out.
Flaffle immediately holds his breath.
Okay.
And uncorks the spores and kind of mixes the spores in with everything else before kind of like taking a leap back, covering his mouth and preparing a spell to see kind of what happens.
The second you uncork the vial, almost just complete dark evil washes over the entire cavern. And as this darkness, this evil is mixing in with the phaser, something begins to happen. Something similar to what you saw the Keepers of the Flame doing. Magic energy is now weaving itself in and out to what you can only imagine is demonic energy. And as it's kind of circulating, you see this creature kind of looking around and then drop.
Are the spores still kind of up in the air?
No. Spores have now began to enter into the creature's body.
Shit. Damn it. Fluffle just kind of like runs up and he's just like,
I don't have any healing prepared. Oh, damn it. Of course, when you need them, they're locked back there. Shit.
He's kind of like just searching the little guy over.
Hands on him.
Yeah, he's like looking for like any like places that he might be like opening up to try and cast like mending in some kind of like half-assed attempt to like do something.
As you touch him, the spores kind of weave themselves from the spot that you touched around your hand, mixing with the phase. And it's almost as if you have a weird flow, like working in your hand with this. What do you do?
At this, Flaffle goes from wanting to cast mending to he begins to cast identify less to like discover what this is and more because he actually wants to cast a spell with the phase rust to see how it flows around his hand since he has more of a visible look to it for once.
Okay.
So I guess I'm gonna have to roll a like I said, it's identify, so.
How do you cast it?
Like you would normally cast things where he's just kind of like holding his hands out over the myconid and just kind of more or less. One, of course, you know, identify he's going to do his thing, but he's more concentrating on how the phase rust weaves itself around him, like how the flow of magic seems to be working around this.
Okay. Make an intelligence check.
Wait. I don't like D&D Beyond right now. Where are my good dice? That is, 23.
Now I need you to roll a d20.
Yeah. And that one is a 2.
Fucking perfect.
I like the way you said that.
I need you to roll a d100. As you watch as this energy is just swirling almost like a Rasengan, it is wild to see what's going on, and you lose focus for a second.
It's a 60.
Okay, one second. Okay. With a 6, instead of something happening like you're used to, you kind of brace for this wild magic surge. Instead of that, you kind of almost feel this phase rush enter into your veins, like into your very essence, almost.
I feel like Flaffle's knee-jerk reaction would be to do something about it before he stops and goes,
impulsive.
And just kind of accepts it.
the moment that you accept it, you hear Rump? Rump? You turn and look at the Myconid in front of you that is now standing completely still and is looking at you.
Are you, trying to communicate?
Only in your head you hear. Yeah, Fifel.
I never told you my name, buddy.
What did you do?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Why do I know you?
That's another great question, and we're going to be documenting a lot if my head doesn't pop open.
Head pop? Oh, like my family.
Yeah.
You saved me. How? Why?
I saved you?
At that point, Ivan, you see Stool, and the rest of you also see Stool kind of shake itself awake.
Oh.
Are you okay? There was
something weird. I can't talk to him.
Okay. Flaffle, at that point, do you return to the group? As you do see now, the party is standing there looking confused over Stool.
Flaffle hasn't turned his attention away from Rumpadump. This is a fascinating discovery.
Okay.
For him. As he is, like, one, kind of looking at his own, like, skin, like, where the scales aren't as thick and, like, where you can see his veins kind of glowing a second ago. Are they still glowing?
They are.
So, I'm going to call you Rump.
Oh, well, my name was Rumpadump, so sure.
That's a lot to say, so we're going to stick with Rump.
Okay.
So, Rump, what happened to your family exactly?
I'm pretty sure Zugtomoy's force happened.
What is Zugtomoy? Demon Lord?
The plague over the Neverlight Grove.
Oh. Okay. There's a lot of that going on there. Okay.
Shh. So what do we do? I feel like I just go with you now.
We've already got like one of you with us, so yeah, no, we'll do what we can to keep you safe. And I want to keep you close by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just stick close. And we'll hope that our heads don't explode.
Perfect. Okay.
And at that point, Flaffle will kind of glance over his shoulder and see that the party is standing there and go,
Yeah, just stick close there, little friend.
Oh. All this has been over the Rump network, yeah?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Evan picks up a Stool, checks if he's harmed at all, mentally, physically, kind of just does a once-over on him through like a medical examination.
Yeah. You don't see anything. I wouldn't say you need to roll. Just overall, you don't see anything going on with him.
Okay. All right, buddy. We're going to need to put you somewhere safer in case something like that happens. Here, he opens up his pack a little bit, sets him kind of inside the pack just a little. There you go.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't got much in there, so you got lots of room.
And at that point, as you guys kind of turn around, you do see Flaffle standing there.
Flaffle, you're okay. Good. A noticeable, like, release of stress. Are you hurt? Do you need healing?
I'm fine. Look, just for my own sanity, let me just get something off my chest. I'm not angry. You did what was right. You saved Stool. But you got rid of the only chance I thought, still think that I have, of finding the one person that I've been closest to down here. And I'm upset about that. I'm upset with myself for not knowing it wasn't him. And I'm a little... I guess I'm a little fucked up right now. Also, my head might burst open like Sereth's. And yeah, that is something to hopefully avoid.
And begins to head your direction while saying, I'm sorry for not thinking.
I'll
try better.
It's fine. But
can I please check to see if you're okay? Like, I don't need your head popping open like Sereth's did. Even though that drow had it coming, but still.
Yeah, you know, the next room might upset you a bit more, too. But yeah, you understand the healing arts better than I do.
At that point, you guys hear, Rump?
Oh, yeah, this is Rump.
And that guys, must be the mic in it.
Yep, I will send you guys a...
Ivan just kind of like looks at him and like, that's the mic in it that Stool was trying to communicate with when he passed out. Well, you look a lot different than Stool, as I like pull Stool out of the bag.
Wait, Wumpa Dump's alive?
Something like that.
He doesn't really look fully alive, but he looks alive.
What?
Has he always looked like that?
Yeah, he's a different. Okay. He's from like a cavern system. He's not from Neverlight Grove, but Oompa Dumpa, you okay?
And all you guys hear back is Rumpa.
Rump-a-dump, rump.
Do you know how to do the spore thing that Jewel does, that he allows you to talk to us?
You see him start to shake, and if everyone accepts it, in your heads, you hear.
Yep.
Rump.
I'm gonna pop a divine sense before I accept this.
Ivan is, as Flaffle put it, doesn't think very much, so he is going to accept it.
Okay. You do not.
In fact, sense I want to make sure this guy is not like infecting us with whatever's going to make our head explode.
For some reason, you get no ill intent off this whatsoever. Your divine sense does not pick up anything other than what you picked up before.
He's just going to kind of shrug. He doesn't like anything about this, but he's just going to, at this point, there's not really much choice.
Yeah, Shook Shack's not going to accept.
Duke of Shake's like, no, nothing's in my head but me.
No, you came in from another room in this place. I don't... No, I'm okay.
You need to teach your cousin some fucking sanity and some thinking ability.
Yeah, Layers will do the same and kind of just cover his mouth like, no.
Well, the only ones that accepted, all you had... Sorry, I just looked at Miff's face.
You're muted.
Yeah, I didn't really want to yell that. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, you missed a good deal of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot happened early session.
Yeah, I ain't letting that thing... Nope. No. Warden just kind of like... Oh.
Well, Ivan, the only thing you hear in your head is... Rumpa?
Very well.
Flaffle hears... Why is everyone looking at me?
It seems that you're... unless you're just telling me Rumpa...
Yeah, the only thing that y'all hear is Rumpa.
Unless you're just telling me Rumpa, is that all you can say is Rumpa, even with the spores?
And he just kind of shakes his big old head. Rumpa.
So, okay. So, wait, Stool... Ivan's, like, putting things together. Stool can't connect to you. And you seem like you're trying to say things, but... Flaffle, can you hear him? Like, hear him speaking other than Rumpa?
I mean, I understand just fine.
We can't, at least I can't. I can hear Stool just fine, but all he's saying to me is Rumpa, even with the spores.
Interesting.
So I don't know. Maybe we can't communicate with him. Something is possibly... As, like, Ivan is, like, looking at the ground around and seeing all the bodies. I think it is different about this Myconid.
Huh.
Or something's different about Stool, but he can talk to all of us, but yeah, this one also seems to be surrounded by a bunch of death. And I see why you are afraid about your head popping.
Well, if I may, I think we need to leave.
As much as
Zod nods in agreement.
Ivan looks to Flaffle with the we need to leave. Do you think that's a good idea, Flaffle?
No, we still need to go ahead.
How would we go into a dungeon that we were led to by someone that wanted our death? This was a trap. I also heard of the other half of our group that have been sent as a distraction. Eric in danger. We weren't supposed to be here.
And what? Just abandon everything down here?
They might know we're already coming.
They already know that we're here.
They might also expect us to already be dead.
Do you think that thing didn't connect to some more darker thing, like creature? That its death wouldn't have been noticed?
I believe we went about this the wrong way.
I think whatever like we just said, fought... is not connected with what is further in here.
Well, then why is it here?
Because it was a trap.
Because
they knew we were coming here. Listen, I've been in this town for years. I've been planning this for years. You guys have been here 3 days. And already they know everything I now know. Is down the drain. I've lost people too. but I was patient. I takes a deep breath. I said how I wanted to go about it. I wanted to free the people's king. That way, the people had someone to follow and help us attack. We would have had an army assist. Now we have a small militia that we have sent to their doom to cause a distraction for a place that they knew we were coming already. Where I don't even know if this is the place. So yes, you all may continue further, but I will not.
Baffle. He has a lot of good points.
Yeah, let me counter argue, and I don't mean to be rude when I say this, but if there's one thing that I've kind of come to terms with here recently, it is waiting and being patient, although it does lead to more information, a better plan. It also leads to them getting further. And I don't mean to be rude when I say this, but what else is there? Your guard up there is broken. The entire city is falling in on itself because of the madness of Phase Rust. While these guys only become more and more powerful and are now to the point that they are taking apart Thunderchild and using it to create constant abominations. If we turn back, when does it stop? When are you going to be able to stop it? What forces are going to be left? The city will succumb to it. We will leave and we will come back to nothing but monstrosities and a dead city where everyone you have ever known is now a part of some kind of hideous conglomeration of everyone else you have ever known. Right now is not the time for patience, as much as that goes against my instincts. Right now is the time to do something, and we are the only ones here that are actually in the foothold of being able to do something.
I'm not saying we don't agree
with the kobold.
Trust me, Mr. Shaq, I could not agree with you more. As I said, my base instinct is to turn tail, run, get more information, and come back with that. But we're in a corner.
Information. I gave you information. My plan of attack was to free the king from the soul succubus that is keeping him hostage. The reason why we do not have stone giants on our side is because their king is being charmed to tell them not to. And stone giants that were being charmed to attack the city and are now uncharmed that could also assist us. The army that the Keepers of the Flame have. Fine. Want to go in here? Into this dungeon that we were led to by a member of the Keeper of the Flame. And let's go. If that is what you want to do, let's go into this obvious dungeon that may not have anything to do with anything because we were led here by them. Let us continue in.
It's not what I want to do, but sometimes it has to be done.
I have an idea. I can... The last time I spoke to Elestria, I managed to pull forth the bow, which you all saw, and a familiar came to my call. I can try to call it again and have it fly around to see what lurks within this dungeon. I can see if this is even worth anything.
I understand that the original goal was to detonate certain parts of it, but also if they're working with that succubus, they could just charm stone giants to remove the blockade. But
what also say a massive underground labyrinth? How much sticks of dynamite do we have?
Yeah.
It's not going to do anything.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but
we just released 3 fireballs in here. That dynamite will not do anything.
Well, my plan was more of a Hail Mary, and I may not have been as transparent, but there is a fissure that I was trying to reach, hoping that maybe whatever caused the fissure, if we were to launch enough of an explosion, could cause some kind of earthquake.
What if that takes out the city above? I understand it's a Hail Mary, but what if it takes out everything that we're trying to protect? And in fact, locks us in here and they have another way out.
Then maybe we locked whatever is down here so we can't spread anywhere else. I'm sorry, I don't...
They have stone giants.
I had this problem, okay? The best way I know how to describe it, Ivan, hold your hand out in front of you.
He does so.
How many fingers do you see?
5.
Exactly. When I hold my hand out in front of me, I see 6.
Ivan actually looks at his hand and sees if there's 6 on his hand. But then, like, doesn't say anything. He just kind of, like, looks and goes, nope, not 6.
When you look directly at your hand, you see 5. When you look beyond it, you see more. I don't look at the problem that's in front of me. I look at the solution. And sometimes the solution is not what people want to hear, but it's what has to be done.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.